Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. Down the block from me, I have a friend who in his backyard has a fence. And that fence actually serves as one of the mechitzos, one of the walls to enclose my neighborhood, my development, in order so that we have an eruv within our neighborhood. And beyond, on the other side of that fence, is another development, and they have their own eruv. Now, in essence, we all live together in one chatzer, and our neighboring development is its own chatzer. Now, the mishnah in the beginning of this parak, yesterday's daf erev and daf ayin vav amud aleph, teaches us a halacha that if you have two chatzeros, two different areas that are divided with a kosel gavoa, yud tvachim has to be a certain height, it doesn't have any entrances one way through the wall, then you can't make one big erev chatzeros in order to join both chatzeros together in order to allow you to carry from one home in one chatzer to the other chatzer. And therefore, my friend, he obviously is a Talmud Chacham and he was familiar with these halachas when I discussed this with him, he pointed out that perhaps there would be a problem of his children throwing a ball over the fence to play with children on the other side. You can't even make one big Erev Chatzeros to join the two Chatzeros together because there's no way to get through that fence. There's no entrance way. And therefore, that's really the halacha of the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. But the Gemara in today's daf presents different options, different ways to circumvent this issue. If you place steps, if you knock down the wall a little bit, one of the options suggested is to place a ladder. Therefore, we analyzed, we discussed, perhaps you'd be able to put a ladder on one side, another ladder on the other side, have it that they're opposite each other because it was a very narrow fence, and thereby we would have a Pesach, we would have, in a sense, an entrance way, and thereby we'd be able to make one big Erev Chatzeros for both developments. But I saw one of the contemporary poskim point out that it's not so simple because the Gemara gives specifications of what type of ladder works. It can't be a light ladder. It can't be a ladder that's easily moved. Now, the Gemara gives specific down to the details of how many rungs the ladder could have, and then we consider it a heavy ladder. But most of our aluminum ladders certainly are very light. Even they may have 6-7 rungs, they're still fairly light, and they're perhaps, even though they, based on the specifications the Gemara gives, perhaps it satisfies those requirements, but they're still very light and therefore they're easily moved. And if they're easily moved, maybe we wouldn't be able to create an entranceway by placing the ladders there. Therefore, a way to get around this issue would be to put the ladders in a way that you wouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos. There would be some prohibition, some isser on Shabbos of moving the ladders. So one option would be to screw it into the fence. Take the ladders, screw them into the fence. It's not so simple, not that easy. So an alternative would be to take a rope and tie it to the fence. And if you have a knot, you're not allowed to undo a knot on Shabbos. That's one of the blachos on Shabbos, kosher matir, undoing knots on Shabbos. But the truth is that brings us also to numerous details. What type of knot aren't you allowed to undo on Shabbos? It has to be a knot that's meant to stay for at least more than a day. But assuming I would be able to tie a knot, tie the ladder to the fence with a rope and make a knot that I wouldn't be able to untie on Shabbos, then that would be a reasonable way of allowing me to make one big Erev Chatzeros among joining the two Chatzeros together. However, I'll end off with a challenge, with a point, with a question. I'm curious if anyone has any thoughts on this challenge. That granted, I wouldn't be able to untie the knot, but perhaps I would be able to just cut through the rope. Would the potential permissibility of cutting through the rope under certain circumstances, would that therefore lead me to the same situation in which I'm able to remove the ladder? And once I'm able to move the ladder, I no longer have that Pesach. The only reason why the ladder creates the entranceway is because I wouldn't be able to move it. But once I'm able to find a way, I'm able to find some backwards way of cutting the rope, perhaps that also would leave me in the situation that I wouldn't have a Pesach, and we would still have that challenge, that question, would my friend's kids be able to play ball with the kids on the other side of that fence?